hard to believe, but it's time for another clam bake put on, of course, to benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund, coming up at the Satry Hill in Salisbury, July 27th. And once again, we have joining us people have joined us ever since this whole thing started, and it is both Donna and Tanya. Good morning, and thanks for joining us, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having
Marshall.
Us. Yes, thank you for having us.
It is yet another year and another important year of fundraising. And when I saw this up on the schedule, I thought to myself, in the past year, and this is very strange, I'm 66. Yeah, I am getting older, but I know seven people that have gotten cancer in one form or the other, and I know four people that actually passed away from it. And I just thought, that's an extraordinary large number for someone who lives out here, but maybe it's not. And I think that's what makes what you do locally for people even more important. Do you find that there's more and more people that come to you for help? It just seems like it's grown exponentially.
Yes. I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and every time I turn around, I hear of someone else who has cancer. And, you know, periodically we meet with the great folks up at the Berkshire Deconinck Community Foundation, and we really, you know, sort of get scared by the numbers that are in our spendable account, because people are so, there's so many people coming and asking for help. And it's a bittersweet thing that I've said before. It's so sad that there's so many people in need, but it's really gratifying that we're there to be able to help. But it scares us when we get so many requests.
Well, it's amazing. We're talking about the 14th annual traditional New England clam bake, which is coming up on Saturday, the 27th of July. It begins at 2 o'clock and goes till 8 o'clock at Satry Hill. And those funds help cancer patients fight day-to-day expenses, which is, I think, even so much more important because those are the expenses that are always put off to the back end when you have the medical expenses.
Yes, they are. They are. And that's why what we do is so important. Why there is such a need, you know, for giving people that relief of not having to worry about those day-to-day living expenses, wondering how they're going to pay their rent or their mortgage or buy a tank of gas to get to a treatment. It's extremely important to have that relief in that part of their ongoing struggle of what they're going through.
Let's talk about the event itself, for people that aren't aware of it, which I find it hard to believe, but there are people that are probably just becoming aware of it, what it entails, and it's everything from music to food to the bike ride and everything. Why don't we just talk a little bit, who wants to take that to encompass what that afternoon and day encompasses?
I'd be glad to, and to say that it starts early in the morning with a tri-state area bike ride. Bill Gold of Cornwall has organized this for the past 14 years. And they leave from the Swassa parking lot here in Salisbury, down where the clam bake is. And they leave around 7:30 in the morning, and he has mapped out a tri-state ride. There's, I believe, a couple different lengths of rides you can go on. There is a century, but there's also some shorter rides. And Bill Gold has done an amazing job in getting this organized. And then from there that day, we start our setup for the afternoon, which people are invited to come at starting at 2 o'clock. And there's a traditional building of the kiln to cook all the seafood on. We also have Elliot Osborne, who comes with a lot of local area musicians, and they do an acoustical music time, which is wonderful. We have, in addition to the food that's cooked on the kiln, which is the lobster, clams, potatoes, and corn, we also sell hamburgers and hot dogs. And there's also beer for purchase.
Now what
we also offer a raw bar. If you're interested in raw clams, it's free shucking.
That's right. Now, What's interesting about this is that people have to get these clam bake tickets in advance simply because you need to know how many people are coming. So let's talk about the ticketing process for the clam bake, and then we can go on to people who don't really want to show up for the clams and want to show up and support and do other things there. Well, let's talk about the ticket prices and how people can get the tickets and what those tickets do include.
So the tickets are $60 a person, and it includes the raw bar, clam chowder, lobsters, potatoes, corn on the cob, what else, Dan? Free drink, beer or wine, and then, of course, for anyone that goes to the event, there's free Harney tea, water, and dessert. So that's all inclusive with the clam bake ticket. If you don't like seafood, you can just come to the event, enjoy the day, enjoy your neighbors, and you can purchase hot dogs, hamburgers, grilled chicken. And if you just want clam chowder, you can purchase clam chowder also.
And tickets are... Go on.
Can I just add, too, that the importance of the advance sale ticket, you having to purchase it prior to the event just so that we know numbers of, you know, how much seafood we have to get, because we sell 350 tickets and we always sell out, but it's good, you know, in order to place that kind of an order, fish order, we need to have, we need to know.
Yeah, and as early as it advanced as possible. Now, if people want to get tickets, they can get them online just by going to the jlloydfund.org, and you click on the link which takes you to the clam bake, and you can click on the link and purchase tickets online. But also, the phone numbers I see are 860-248-0143 or 860-824-5493, those two numbers. By the way, all this will be posted with the interview up on our on-demand page. So when you go to our on-demand page to listen to this interview, everything's there. You can click on all the links and get all the information there. But one thing we haven't touched on a lot, and that is I am absolutely blown away by all the sponsors and donors that you have that really make it possible. It is a true testament to the area we live in.
It is. It truly is. And it brings back, I don't know, a lot about how I feel why this fund is here is to help community, is to be there for your neighbor. And that's exactly what these sponsors do, is they come and they want to offer a financial support. Some will offer, you know, a trade for something, or just show up and volunteer. And it's all about community and helping one another. And we couldn't have this event, as big as it is, without all of these community people. We couldn't do it, all the sponsors and donors. It's amazing. Fills my heart every time that this comes around and everybody just comes forward and says, I want to help. It's really amazing.
Now, even though this starts at 2:00, by the time if you're going to buy tickets for the actual lobster or anything like that, you start serving that probably what, Rod? 3:30, 4:00?
4:00.
4:00. Okay.
So all 350 lobsters, clams, corn, potatoes, everything is done at the same time because it's on this wonderful huge kiln. So everybody is served at the same time, and we have our the gentleman who comes down from Massachusetts, Ray, and his crew, they're very strict about the seating time. So when the lobsters are done, he wants everybody seated, and we have a great group of volunteers that come around and serve you your meal.
You know, and for people that don't understand the difference between – now, lobster is lobster. It's true. But the difference between getting a lobster dinner at a restaurant or making it yourself – and the taste of the lobster when it comes out of this actual this clam bake, it's a totally different taste.
It's completely different. Yeah. It's got this wonderful, I don't even know if you want to call it smoky, but it's just the melding of all the flavors and the seaweed, and it is just extraordinary.
Yeah, it's like night and day. And the first time that I tried it, I was amazed at the difference. I like smoked foods. I wouldn't call it smoky, but it's kind of smoky, fishy, and it's just
right.
It's just different than lobster that you just normally buy and dip in butter. I mean, it's totally, totally different.
And it's not your average boiled lobster.
No, and the amount of work that goes into it is absolutely. I think half the fun for people going there is watching this thing actually smoke and do its thing while everybody's talking with one another.
Well, that's a spectacle in itself. It's amazing. We try to tell people who've never been that to please get there to watch the building and the lighting of the fire and the burning down of the kiln, and they actually can participate and help, you know, throw on the crates of clams and the corn shucks and the potato. I mean, they do get involved, and they feel like they're a part of it. So that's kind of cool, too.
And by the way, it's summertime, so an occasional thunderstorm can pop up. You have coverage for people that are going to eat there and everything like that. So, I mean, you really do have all the bases covered. It's amazing.
It is a rain or shine event.
Well, it has to be. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Can't send 350 lobsters on their way. Well, once again, to get more serious about it, once again, besides getting together with your neighbors and families and friends, you are really helping a major portion of really what goes on. So you can spread funds if you can year round to people who need it.
Yes, we can. And as Donna was saying earlier, it's been incredible to watch the numbers increase of people needing help. And we learned when meeting with the Berkshire Tucana Community Foundation recently that our funds that we normally give out within a 12-month period, we've given out this year in a 6-month period. So it just shows that the need in the community is just grown.
So this event is our largest event, and it really, you know, when we get below a certain number in our spendable account, this gives it a shot in the arm so that we can feel a little bit better and have a bigger cushion. So this truly is our biggest event, and you know, we're so grateful to everybody who comes out, and again to all the sponsors and Berkshire Taconic and all the riders, everybody.
Once again, it's the Clam Bake, the Jane Lloyd Fund Clam Bake at Satry Hill in Salisbury, July 27th, 2 o'clock till about 8 o'clock in the evening. But the food is served at 4. But if you want to go and you don't have tickets for the lobster, you can go and get hamburgers and hot dogs and things like that. Tickets available online. Once again, at the janelloydfund.org, click on the Clam Bake link and you can get your tickets that way. Or you can also call the telephone numbers that we gave out a little bit earlier here to get your tickets as well. And all I can say is just keep up the great work, guys. It's absolutely amazing how important this fund has become in the lives of, I think, everybody here in the tri-state region. And it's an incredible way to give legacy to your sister. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you. It's our pleasure, and it warms our hearts to be able to give back and to help those.
Guys, let's hope for great weather that day, and we'll see you on the Lobster Day.
Thank you so much.
Marcia.